Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Lawmakers weigh in as Wyoming considers eliminating property taxes. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming lawmakers continue to debate sweeping changes to property taxes, including proposals that could eventually eliminate them altogether. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, Gillette's delegation is front and center in the conversation. Representative Ken Clouston has pushed for targeted reforms to limit steep spikes in assessments, while Senator Troy McEwen defended his colleagues against criticism that tax cuts are being used as a political tool. McEwen said lawmakers are focused on fixing a broken system, not chasing votes. But various city leaders warn of serious consequences. Casper City Council member Amber Pollock said recent tax breaks have already cost the city $1.8 million, forcing cuts to snow removal, irrigation, and staff. Currently, property taxes fund schools, law enforcement, fire protection, and road maintenance across the state. Eliminating them could require doubling sales tax or exploring an income tax, which critics say would hit working families the hardest. The Joint Revenue Committee is still working through the details. Lawmakers plan to revisit the most drastic measures, including a full repeal of property taxes, at their November meeting. July proves deadly on Wyoming roads. Officials urge safety as school year begins. Wyoming saw one of its deadliest Julys in recent years, with 20 people killed on the state's highways, second only to 2020, which had 21. Officials say summer months are especially dangerous as traffic surges with tourists. According to the Lander Journal, YDOT's Cody Beers said more cars on the road means more chances for crashes, often caused by out-of-state drivers unfamiliar with Wyoming highways. Five of July's fatalities were non-residents, and 13 victims weren't wearing seatbelts or helmets. Wyoming Highway Patrol Lieutenant Colonel Carl Germain stressed that many of the deaths came from single-vehicle rollovers where victims weren't buckled up. He urged drivers to wear seatbelts, put down cell phones, and slow down. As schools reopen, officers also remind drivers to watch for buses, crossing guards, and young pedestrians. Fremont County, once among the nation's worst for alcohol-related crashes, has seen fatalities decline thanks to DUI enforcement, safe ride programs, and youth education. Still, law enforcement warns that reversing July's deadly trend will require vigilance, enforcement, and renewed commitment to safe driving across Wyoming. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.